Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Dogs and Men podcast. I am glad you are here. This is the show where you learn to let your dog lead you back to love.
Oh, hi. Thanks for joining in. I'm excited. I want to talk about creating space, right? Creation. We're all creators. We all create all the time. We're actually never not creating. So what do I mean by that? Every situation throughout our day, we are a creator in that situation, right? Whether it's where we just stepped into the room, we did that. It's our thoughts. We're creating our responses or reactions to a given situation. Right? That's us creating. We are participating in some fashion. Even if we think someone did something to us, our response is us creating what's moving forward. So I want to talk about creating space in a whole other way. And what do I mean by space? So it could be like the physical space in your home, right? So I have a dedicated space with which to do these recordings. I have a dedicated space to exercise. I have a dedicated space for meditation, and I actually do self-hypnosis. It's pretty cool. So, but I create those environments, if you want to look at it that way, so that I can more closely, more precisely do the thing I want to do. Okay, so I know you've probably heard of having headspace, right? You're in your headspace, or some people want to come from their heart space. So this can be external, like the physical room in your home, or this can be internal, like being in your head, stuck in your mind. And there's a couple sides, right? We'll talk about that. Or maybe in your heart space. Sometimes we're in our gut, right? Or even lower down when we feel tension and anger. That's a space. So I want to also bring up the idea of space as energy. So there's an intellectual energy that we have, right? We've accumulated knowledge. We've gone to school. We've learned. We've read. We've taken tests. That is intellectual, right? So it's not just a stored thing. It's also energetic. There is a creative side. And as I mentioned before, we're always creating. But it's more than just that. There's, think of the musical talents, the artistic talents, the daydreaming, right? All, that stuff all happens on the other side of the brain. It's wonderful. So how do you get those two to work together? That's what we're going to attempt to do. We're going to create this other space where everybody starts to work in unison, right? So the intellectual side, the creative side of the brain will start to work in cohesion, as well as the heart. So we can bring in these different energies into the same space. Right? How do I sound like I'm pretty far out there? Good. Right? If it doesn't stretch you, you're not going to learn. Right? Growth only happens in some type of discomfort or adversity. Right? Think about if you think you're the top of your game and something happens, if you don't learn and grow from that situation, you are not going to get better. Right? If that doesn't make sense, think about all the tests you took back in school. You had to be challenged in some way. There had to be some level of adversity to push you to be better, to try harder, to do something that made you uncomfortable. All right? If we never did anything that made us uncomfortable, I can't tell you where we'd be right now. Actually, the planet would have probably already imploded. So we all have this capability, these potentials inside us, and we've used them before, but maybe not in the same way, or we haven't thought about them the same way. So, all right, I'm off my soapbox. So let's get back to creating a space. So what are some different spaces maybe you drive by on your way to work? There's the dry cleaners, right? They're housed in a space. There's a grocery store, blah, blah, blah. Now, there's a yoga studio. So is the energy going to be the same at the dry cleaners as it is inside a yoga studio? Oh, hell no. Hell no, right? Think about you drive by a hospital. Is the emergency room going to have a different energy than, like, say, the delivery unit for babies? Absolutely, right? Absolutely. It's going to be different, completely different. So how do you create your space? And again, none of this has to be done overnight, right? These are just ideas being introduced, and your application or execution of the idea doesn't have to look like my application or execution of the idea. Right? And that's perfect. So it has to work for you. Maybe you do things similar to the way I do them. That's perfect. Maybe you do them differently. That's perfect. So give yourself permission to start to create space in another way. I do this also with time, because time and space go together. So I dedicate time to myself every day to do what I need to do for me so that I can be better able to help others. Does that make sense? Show up, filled up. That means that you are filled up. You've taken care of yourself. Now you're better able to take care of others. So how do you create a time and a space for you to, maybe it's just to listen to this. Maybe it's to meditate. If you meditate, awesome. If you're a contemplator and you can sit in a chair and stare out the window and stare at the leaves and whatever it is, awesome. It doesn't matter what it's called, but it's what you do in the time that you have. So just start with 10 minutes, right? Have you caught on to the fact that all these episodes are around 10 minutes long? Okay, there's something there. Sit with that for a bit. We'll come back to that later. It has to do with our attention span. But create 10 minutes for yourself, right? New Year's resolutions, people, they get all crazy and I'm going to join the gym. I'm going 3 times a week, blah, blah. It's nuts. And 99% of the time it doesn't work. It doesn't last because we're trying to do it by willpower. You know, there's a lot of thoughts around creating a habit, 21 days, blah, blah, blah. Again, if that works for you, that's fantastic. But I think taking small bites out of something, right? Sampling and then continuing to sample, tiny little steps are the way to get you to where you want to go. Right? None of these big leaps, you know, these giant bounds going from 0 to 60, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for the long term. So create a little space for yourself. Maybe it's a corner of the couch and you spend 10 minutes there every morning. And maybe it's doing what we did in the last episode, just petting your dog and noticing. All right? What a great practice. Hell yeah. 10 minutes a day I dedicate to petting my dog? That sounds fucking brilliant. And your dog's going to love it too. So, but create this space for yourself. Create the time. Create the space. And go from there. And just continue. You can change it. You know, different time of day, different room, whatever. But creating this space, physical space for you to do this, is going to help you create the internal space to move forward. So space is energy, but you get to create what that looks like. You can create what that feels like. Your dog's going to help. Your dog is definitely, your dog's helping already, but I think you're just starting to really wake up and notice what's possible. So do that. Use that, right? This is yours. And if you think I'm full of shit, that's fine too. I wish you well. But this is where we get better. We create it. We are the creators of our lives, right? Now, there's going to be resonances along the path. There's going to be things that don't resonate. That's perfect too. But you're not going to know until you start to create something different. if the same old shit was working, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be listening to me. You wouldn't be willing to change. So grab the leash, grab your dog, go outside and look at the space and think of space in this whole other way. You can choose. You can decide. You can create. Remember, you're always creating anyway. All right. You guys have a fantastic one. Scratch your dog for me. Love you. Bye. Can you sit just for a minute? You hear the call? The call back to love? Is it time to let your dog lead? For some awesome gear for humans, ways to help others, and a link to learn more about my work, please visit www.luckyhooman.com. Aho.